is a Gemara in there's a Gemara in Masechas Tumah, Daf Lamed Beis, a well-known Gemara, that the Melech Alexander Moikdon Alexander asked the Chachamim, he asked him 10 questions, the famous Gemara, all types of riddles. One of the questions that he asked the Chachamim over there, it says, he asked, Mayasa Odom V'yichya, what should a person do to live? So the Chachamim answered him, Yom is Atzmai. If a person wants to know what he should do to live, so the answer to that is, he should kill himself. What's the parish for Yom is Atzmai? So Rashi over there says, Yom is Atzmai means Yachni es Atzmai, he should humble himself. Marsha over there says that he doesn't know what Rashi says. Yachni es Atzmai, Rashi should have said, Yom is Atzmai means that he should break himself from the tanugim, from the pleasures of Olam Hazeh. But Akoponim, those are the two pshatim. Alexander Moikdon asks, what's the trick? How should a person be zeicher to life, to chayim? And Chazal answered, Yom is Atzmai, either Yachni es Atzmai, either should humble himself, or should detach himself from the tanugim of Olam Hazeh. The Baal HaMusa say, Gevaldige Tiefkeit in that Gemara. What's the Pshat in the Gemara? So the first Pshat in the Gemara is, a person wants to live in Olam Haba, he should. But there's a Gevaldige Tiefkeit there. A person walks around with the Hargosha. We live, you get up in the morning, you open your eyes, you breathe. A person walks around with the Hargosha that Chaim is his own, belongs to him. Is Kol Zman a person's Chaim, a person's life, a person's mahus, is his own? So the possibilities for growth are limited only as far as you see the Chaim, what you see in front of you. Be'etzem, the she'ifas that a person can have and the possibilities of growth that a person can have are endless. And the reason is because be'etzem, the Chaim comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And every person is carrying within him a nitzos of the neshama v'yipach v'yap of nishmas chayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into your neshama midilei, the Gemara says, from he himself. Is be'etzem, the possibilities that a person has are endless. The hasagas that a person has are a million fold to what he sees. But he doesn't see any of that in front of him because he doesn't live with the hargosha that the chayim that he's getting. That means if a person would live with the hargosha every second of the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blowing his neshama into me, so that would change not only our sense of responsibility for our time and our actions, but it would also change our sense of what we could be, of how far we could go, because the neshama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is infinite, and the possibilities of growing and aliyah are infinite. So there are two major ramifications about the fact that we don't live with that hakara. One is how we run our lives, our thoughts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blowing midilei into us, and what are we thinking about at that second? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blowing a neshama midilei from Tachas Kisei HaKavod into us, what are we doing at that second? And on a larger level, the second ramification is, where do we see ourselves going? What do we see our potential with? Where our shifas are, where our ambitions are. So when the Melech Alexander asked the Chachamim, Mayasa Odom V'yichya, what should a person do and live? So Chazal said, Yom is Atzmai. Break your zich. Yachni es Atzmai. Kol Zman a person is wrapped up in himself. Kol Zman a person has not humbled himself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person can't see what the real Chaim is. V'yichya means, what should a person do and live the real life? That's what Alexander is. Alexander was asking, what should a guy do to live? He knew better than the Chacham what it meant to have a good time. Well, Alexander meant was, how should a person touch real life? And the Chazal said, look, real life, living a real life means living a life with an understanding that Chayim is a Ruchni is the Galaf. That's the Ikra life. Is Kol Zman, you're not machnir yourself to live with the Hakorah that you're getting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or alternately, like the Marsha says, Kol Zman, you're not machnir yourself to detach yourself from the Taibas of Olam Hazeh. You're not in touch with real life. You don't have an understanding that the Etzem Mechus of Chayim, I'm not talking about on a Musar level, that you don't know what the purpose of life is. You don't know what it means to be alive. Because if you're wrapped up in your Taibas and you're wrapped up in Olam Hazeh, so you can't live with the hakara that I carry within me something more lofty than a hechatimtza to go do an olam hazeh dekatayva. A person who can't humble himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't live with the hakar, with the recognition that he carries with him the possibilities which are endless, which are infinite, which have no end. Because the word is, you're completely wrapped up in yourself. And that was the answer that they said, what it means to live. That's what Chayim means. Chayim means with the hakara, that the Chayim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what the ramifications of that means. The Sfasemis writes in many places that when we daven on Rosh Hashanah, Zachreinu l'chaim el'chofetz b'chaim, what are we asking for exactly? So he says a gevaldig gezach. In a lot of Rishonim it's brought down that when we say that Rosh Hashanah is the day of the creation, what it means is it was the day of the creation of Adam Rishon. The Bria was created 6 days before that. And Rosh Hashanah is the day of Malchus, is the day that Adam Rishon was created. That's what a lot of Rishonim say. As if Rosh Hashanah is the day that Adam Rishon was created, the creation of Adam Rishon, the mahus of Adam Rishon, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew the neshama into Vayipach b'yapo nishmas chayim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him midilei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him part of him. And chayim, life, means that a person lives a neshama life. That's what chayim means. Chayim means that a person lives a life that the ikr of you is the Vayipach b'yapo nishmas chayim. What does it mean? Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim, because life is the neshama. That's what life is. Life is how much does the neshama have a hashpa on your guf? How much do you understand that you have a neshama that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how much does it radiate into the guf, and how much does it light up the guf? That's the mahus of what life is. Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. Chayim is the neshama. And vibalt, the day of Rosh Hashanah, says the Sfas Emes, was the day that man was created, and that was the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the guf, the offer min Adama, and blew it into a person, and that was the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the guf, the Adama, and brought into it Ruchnius, brought into the Neshama, brought into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is on Rosh Hashanah, the Hischatchus that comes every year is that Hischatchus. Every year, when there's a new renewal in the Bria, Hayoyim Haras Leilam, what is the Nekuda of the renewal? The Nekuda of the renewal is that the Adam who was created in Rosh Hashanah is recreated every year from new. And every year, a person has the opportunity to start over again with a Vayipach Be'ap of Nishmas Chayim. That's what's renewing itself, Rosh Hashanah. What's renewing itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu again is giving you the Neshama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu again is giving you the Chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu again is giving you the real life. And as much as a person asks for it, and as much as a person wants it, that's how much you get. When we say Zachreinu l'chaim, l'chofetz l'chaim, what are we asking for? Because Veinu b'sefer ha'chaim. What is Zachreinu l'chaim? What's the taich of l'chaim? The taich of l'chaim is we're asking, give us that dargah of ayipach be'ap of nishmas chaim. Give us the dargah that the neshama is going to impress us on the guf. And as much as a person wants it, as much as a person begs for it, that's as much as you're going to get. That means if you want to know how much of an effect, we all have this terrible battle, this tug of war between the guf and the neshama. The Rosh Hashanah is the day of the renewal of the hashpa of the neshama of the guf. Everything that comes during the year in Ruchnius and in Gashmius is a result of that. What your state is and what your metzias is a result of how much taka is your neshama running your guf, or your guf is running your neshama. What is your matziv? And that is the din of Rosh Hashanah. And there are two sides to it. That's the din of Rosh Hashanah, and that's the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. By the way, kemat, the only personal thing that Chazal put into the davening was this. That's what Chazal put in. His vice is Chazal understood that this nekuda of chayim, vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim, is the source of everything. As much as the neshama in a person radiates to his guf, radiates to his actions, radiates to his shivas, as much as he lives with the hakara that he's carrying with him in neshama, that's the din of Rosh Hashanah. Everything else is derived from that. Your ruchni is the gematzev, your kashmi is the gematzev. Everything is a result of that. Are you alive or you're dead? What the Gemara says in Brochus, tzadikim b'misosan kruyin chayim. What's the emes of shah on that? Why are tzadikim, when they're dead, called chayim? The answer to that is because by them, their ikkar existence was their neshama. They didn't feed their guf. They fed their neshama. Their ikkar existence was their neshama. That existence didn't change. Nothing happened. It's tzaddikim b'misasam kruyim chayim, because the thing that was chayim by them when they were alive physically is didn't change when they were dead. That was their chayim when they were physically alive also. It's been misas and kurim chayim also. That's the tefillah. That means there's an opportunity over here. There's an opportunity over here. The opportunity over here is that there's hischatshus in the bria of what? There's hischatshus in the bria of this nekuda bria sa'adam, and the mechus of bria sa'adam is the nekuda vayipach be'ap nishmas chayim. So the nekuda, the central nekuda of Rosh Hashanah, the hischatshus, the opportunity that we have over here is the hischatshus of this opportunity to begin a clean slate of taking the enormous opportunity and the enormous possibilities that we have in that we carry within us in Hashemah. What should a person do that he wants to live? That's the opportunity that Rosh Hashanah brings. Rosh Hashanah brings us the opportunity that since the opportunity that we carry in Hashemah with is endless, and here they're giving out the checks again. We start again at clean slate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's giving out again. The din of Rosh Hashanah is how much do you want it? How much do you want it? That's Malchus, by the way. What's Malchus? You want a Kosh Baruch Hu to run you. Malchus is that a person understands that my Iker Mechus, my Iker existence is my Neshama, not my Guf. And my Iker understanding of what Chayim is what the Gemara says in Talmud Yom HaSetzatz. I understand that's what it means, that's what life means. That's what life means. Life means the Hashpah of the Neshama on the Guf. And as much as a person says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, that's what I want. You're giving out. You're being vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim. There's a renewal of the etzem existence of Adam Arishan again. I want. That's what I want. I understand that that's what chayim is. And I want the opportunities that come with it. That's the din of Rosh Hashanah. The din of Rosh Hashanah is, do you want that? How much do you want it? Is it important to you? Do you understand that that's the etzem essence of a person? That's what it means when we daven the Pirush Amilu Zachreinu L'chayim Melech Chofetz B'chayim. Zachreinu L'chayim means life. And life is the Gemara and Talmud. It's that life. It's not the life that you'll have another year to fulfill our Gashmias Dikatavis, another year of Menuchas and Nefesh. That's not life. Life is Vayipach V'ap of Nishmas Chayim that a person carries within him infinite possibilities of Dovah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Chayim. And that Chayim was Nischadash Rosh Hashanah. And that chayim is given over again. And as much as a person wants it, that's as much as you're going to get. And a person can come in after a terrible year, a year of Yeridus, and raise himself up to the opportunity of the tefillah of Kosveinu B'Sefer HaChayim and come out with 10 train cars of Vayipah Ba'ap HaChayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him a Hashras Hashkina that will radiate to all his actions and to all his machshavas, all his own. It's as much as you want. As much as you want, that's as much as you're going to get. But we have to focus on that. And we have to understand. And a chas v'shalom, if a person doesn't want. If a person doesn't want chas v'shalom. So that's the din itself. It's not a punishment. If you don't want, this is what they're giving today. It's like your mother says, this is what's for supper tonight. You don't want, you go hungry. This is what they're giving on Rosh Hashanah. What they're giving on Rosh Hashanah is the Rebbeinu Shem is blowing the Neshama into you again. With all the ramifications that comes with it. If you want it, with a full heart, it doesn't make a difference what you're coming in. There's a new renewal again. There's a new start again. And the possibilities are endless. But the din on that is shocking that a person doesn't take the opportunities which are being given over here. We're giving a new rebirth of the Etzem Nekuda, which is our whole battle, which is our whole difficulty. And a person could come in after a year of Yeridus, of difficulties, and make a new start. And if you'll see a year from now, somebody who had a gewaldige year in Ruchnius, and a gewaldige year in Davening, and a gewaldige year in Mitzvahs, and a gewaldige year in Kedusha, it's all rooted because Kosveinu B'Sefer HaChayim, that when a person said, Zachreinu L'Chayim, he had a Havana, what it was, and he said to Rebbeinu Shem, give me the real life. Give me the possibilities of real life. Be mischaber, let me be mischaber to you. That's the din of Rosh Hashanah, that's all. And when a person understands what Chayim is, what the real Chayim is, and a person davens for that, is it, you have the second part of v'kosveinu b'sefer achayim. So then it's a melodic result. And there are gewaldige days ahead of us now. These are days where the gates are open, and everybody has their difficulties, and everybody has their tzoros, and ruchnias and gashmias. And we're not going through easy times. and there's a renewal over here that the Rebbeinu Shalom is blowing into every one of us, the neshama, from He Himself. And that's the tifkeit of why it says in all the Baal Yemusr and all the Sfarim that the din of Rosh Hashanah goes boss of what you are in Rosh Hashanah. We spoke in other years about it in a different nekuda. It's not a fake, it's not a trick. It's not a segula, it's not an eitzah. The word is because at the second that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is blowing, be there for what it is. That's the din. The din is not a trick that if you're good for one day a year, so then the word is it's okay. Who are you fooling? The tifkeit is because the din of Rosh Hashanah is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is renewing. So when they're renewing, if you want it then. And a person, a whole elder went by, is whatever you did, you did. Is avada, how much you're going to want, is avada a function of how much you worked on an el. But then there's another nekud, the beseder, aber, now they're giving out, you give a shtup. Ever seen Yerushalayim when they give out something for free? Right? Yeah. They announced it a month before, and everybody registered. But when it comes tachlis l'maisa, you give a push. They're giving out chayim on Rosh Hashanah. Chayim means chayim ruchnim, chayim means the real life, chayim means the emesa life. Man boy chai, and that chai, they're giving it out now, and that's the din. Whatever happened before doesn't make a difference now, and a person has to be mispalo for that life. A person has to be mispalo for that eschatzus. A person has to be mispalo for that dveikus, and we'll all be zeichef because of that. Va'atem hadveikim Hashem elokeichem chayim kucham ayom. That's the chayim. The chayim is dveikus and a kodesh baruch hu. That gives meaning to life. That's life itself. Everything else is a result of that, and these are the days to use out the opportunity, to grab this nekuda, to treasure it, to think about it, to understand what it is, to open our hearts to as much of it as possible. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu will blow in as much as we want. As much as we want, as much as we can take. And that has nothing to do with what happened before, it's now. And it is a service made tshuva, where the gates are open and the opportunity to renew ourselves and get new kreches for the new year. All HaKodesh Baruch Hu wants to see is that you want the hischachus, that you want the chayim amitim, that you want the real, you have an understanding what the real meaning of life is, and you want it. It's too dark. First, a person has to know what is chayim, and then a person has to want it, a person has to daven for it. If you have those two dargas, then this is the day for it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving out again, the cycle starts again. All the gashmis, all the ruchnis is a result of that already. That's already a tzitzah. And that's the inyan of malchus. The inyan of malchus is that a person is mamlich the neshama on his guf. Tamlichuni aleichem, what? What's the ikr by you? Tamlichuni aleichem means you have a neshama and you have a guf. Does your neshama run your life or your guf runs your life? That's what Yom HaSetzatzvoy means. And these are days when as much as a person is going to be Yom HaSetzatzvoy, that's as much as we'll have a hakara in what the chayim amitiyim is, and then we can go to the next stage to ask for it with an emeskite, with a tmimus. It has nothing to do with what you did in the past. That's the Yitzhar. Yitzhar says, who are you? What are you? What's going to be with you? What did you do with last year? You davened last year. Yitzhar, don't listen to him. He wants to ruin another year. And he knows that it's totally now. Don't listen. Cry and beg. Everyone has what to beg for. Everyone has what to need for. And if you don't need, your friend needs. And if you don't need, your wife, your mother needs, and your cousin needs, and your sister needs, and your brother needs, and your first cousin needs, everybody needs. And everything's rooted in Va'atam Atveikim Hashem Elokeichem Chayim Kuchayim. The Baruch Hashem should give everybody a Ksiv Achziv Toiva and a good Gebens to you. The Baruch Hashem should have Tfilus. We should be talking about Zeicha to come to the Hakorah of what life is, what the real thing is, and the opportunities that come with it.